Thank you very much. Let's go to the book of Acts. The first chapter and the 8th verse. I want to preach on dynamite. 1 and 8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. This root word here means dynamite. We need power to bust through the darkness of the wall of this world. It's going to take a great effort. The Bible said the whole world lieth in wickedness. And God wants us to seek his face for power. I'll tell you what, church. It's either going to revival to survival. We've got to have God's power. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Job, your visitation has preserved my spirit. The visitation of God. We must have an experience with God in our homes and marriages and ministries to survive. Jesus said, behold, I give you power. That's dynamite. Over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. I'm going to give you the right to yell out in church. Everybody say nothing. Say it again, I can't hear you. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. What are you afraid of? God gives you power over demons and devils. There's nobody who can put a curse on a child of God. None. They can stick pins in them dolls all day long. You can't put a curse on God's people. Balaam tried that. It don't work. We have power over witchcraft. Power over the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Jesus said, Paul said, there in the book of Acts, it was Peter, this is for you. All of the men and families of the church, this is for you and your children. To those that are far off, the Gentiles, as many as our Lord God shall call, this is for you. God saves us in the blood. We're born again. And then we're sanctified, and then we're filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said he gives the Holy Ghost to those that obey him. And Jesus said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. It's needful. In Acts 1 and 4, he commanded them. Did you hear that? He commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem. Stay there until you be endued with power from on high. We need sticks of dynamite in our ministry. The Spirit of the Lord hath anointed me to preach the gospel. We must have the anointing of God. Hello. Glory. Woo! I feel the Lord. My mother was the one that brought us all to holiness. And my mother belonged to the Christian church. And my dad belonged to the General Baptist. And mom got down with typhoid fever. And all of her beautiful hair was falling out. And the doctor came to the house and said, Florence, you're going to die and not live. And he said, are you saved? And mom said, I belong to the Christian church and I've been baptized. No, he said, I want to know if you're saved. She said, I don't guess I am. And he said, you better get saved because you're going to die. She heard the message from the doctor. Mom prayed at home, and God healed her. A typhoid fever, her beautiful hair all come back, and she was gloriously healed by the power of God. She heard that there were some preachers come to town in the neighborhood church, and they was preaching the Holy Ghost. And she said to my dad, Dad, I'd like to go, Clarence, and hear about the Holy Ghost. I don't know nothing about it, but I'd like to go see it. My dad asked my grandpa, and my grandpa said, Clarence, it's of the devil. Don't go. Don't take her there. They roll around in the floor and slobber, and they almost swing from the chandeliers, and they jump all over the pews. It's a cult. Don't take her. And my dad said, Florence, I'll never take you. And said, if I ever find in them holiness people in my house, I'll pitch them outside. I don't want them here. My mother got praying. God came down. She was sitting in a rocking chair. And my brother was just a lad and sitting on her lap. And a bright light came in the room. And mom started talking in tongues. And she spoke in tongues. And that light kept shining. And there was an audible voice in the front room that said, this is the Holy Ghost. Woo! She couldn't get to God. So God came to her. Woo! My brother jumped down off of mom's lap, run across the road into the Methodist house where the preacher was, and said, Kelly, Kelly, come quick. Mama is talking like them holy rollers we've heard about. And he came over. And mom was having a fit all over the front room, talking in tongues. He tried to talk her out of it, but mom talked him into it. And Kelly got the Holy Ghost and started a church. My dad come home. There wasn't no preachers to throw out the door. And mom was still talking in tongues. What can you do with a woman talking in tongues? Woo! Leave her alone. You ought to talk in tongues in your devotion. Talk in tongues. The Bible said, be filled with the Spirit. Hello. Stir up the gift that lies within you. Apostle Paul said, I thank my God that I talk in tongues more than you all. He must have been from Kentucky. You all. I speak in tongues more than you all. Put it in your devotion. Pray till you're caught up in the Spirit. We need it in our marriages. We need this dynamite in our churches. We need a hand to stick a dynamite to every preacher. Get God's visitation. Woo! My dad, he loved free shows. He'd go out to the park and they'd show the Long Ranger and all of that, you know, whoever that masked man was. And there was a man that come up to my dad and said, Clarence, I know where there's the greatest free show on earth. He said, where's it at? Where's it at? He said, over there in the Fiston Church, that whole roller church, I'm telling you, what they do will make you laugh your head off. So my dad went home, told my mom, get dressed, we're going to church. And they went to the Biston Church where them Holy Ghost preachers were. And my mom went up front and my dad sat in the back. And boy, he got his eyes full, people rolling in the floor. Where do you think that we got the name Holy Roller? Sitting dead in pews? Rolling in the floor. Man, they was hooping and hollering. And my dad, he was on the back seat and he was laughing his head off. And two women in white dresses spinning like a top spun off of the platform and never missed a step. My dad said, how'd they do that? How'd they do that? And they spun like a top and went back to the back, and both of them laid their hands on my dad's head. And down in the floor he went like you would hit him with a hammer. He stayed there, hollering, jumping, rolling, screaming at the top of his voice. And two policemen on their patrol come and stood behind him to see what that church was rubbing on him. But it wasn't the church. And it wasn't those ladies. It was God. Late in the night, my dad come through with a baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. I got it when I was 9. Bessie was 5. I think Ruth was 5. Dwayne was 7. And even Stephen, that Henry Stephen, got the Holy Ghost. If Stephen can get it, anybody can. Woo! This is for you. Dynamite, we need it. We need it in our teaching, in our preaching, in our churches, in our songs. The Bible says, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. I'd like for every family to bring their children around this altar and seek for the visitation of God. We're getting into dark days, that these laws that the nation is making is against our Bible and against our belief. And we're going to have God's grace to stand. I want the wife to come and sing a song. Will you please bring your family and come around the altars with me tonight? Let's all come.